Coronation's current view on the major asset classes in the fourth quarter of 2010 are as follows. We are bullish about global equities. Valuations are very attractive. In fact, as attractive as they have been in the last 25 years. You had to go back to the late 1970s to find global equities as cheap as they are today. Corporate balance sheets are strong. Alternatives are unattractive. And we are heavily overweight global equities in all our asset allocation funds. We are much more circumspect on both SA equities and local property stocks. Both asset classes have performed incredibly well the last 18 to 24 months and offer at best fair value in our opinion. In both asset classes, we've taken significant profits over the last 18 to 24 months. We are bearish on global bonds, whether it's from emerging or developed markets. We think that valuations are very demanding. We think that in the first world, record high levels of government debt are not adequately being priced into yields. There's very little compensation for the risk inherent in those bonds, and we have zero allocation to global government bonds in the first world in any of our funds. SA bonds, in our opinion, are also very fully valued, notwithstanding something of a sell-off in November. And we have very low exposure to SA government bonds across our portfolios, with the notable exception of inflation-linked bonds, which we think offer very attractive value to investors. We are very concerned about the outlook for inflation 2-3 years out. We think that there's some deep-seated inflationary pressures in the SA economy, which you aren't seeing with a strong rand in the numbers at the moment. But we think that in time, inflation will increase, and investors in inflation-linked bonds will be richly rewarded for investing ahead of the curve.